Welcome to morning prayer.
O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night as we look for your coming among this day. Open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you glory and praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies upon before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. We read from Psalm 128. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! Blessed are all those who fear the Lord and they walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the toil of your hands, and it shall go well with you, and happy shall you be. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! Your wife within your house shall be kept fruitful in vine. Your children around your table leave fresh olive branches. Thus the one be blessed who fears the Lord. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord! The Lord from out of Zion bless you, that you may see Jerusalem in your prosperity all the days of your life. May you see your children's children, and may there be peace upon Israel. How abundant your goodness is, O Lord!
O Christ, our true vine, may we, your branches, be ever fruitful in your service and share your love and peace with all your children. In the power of the Spirit and to the glory of the Father.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Now it's time to wake out of sleep, for the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed? For the night is far spent. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For the day is at hand. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. For the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us pray. Wake us up, Lord, by Sue Cooper. God of salvation, wake us up, Lord. The night is nearly over. Let us begin our Advent journey. Move us from our lives of greed and selfishness, from our globalized world of inequality and exploitation, to your kingdom of righteousness and mercy, to a transformed world where peace is built on understanding, not weapons, The poor are empowered to live their lives to full. Businesses are built on need, not greed. Your creation is nurtured, not abused. Wake us up, Lord. Let's live as people of the light. Amen. Awaiting his coming in glory, as our salvation, as our Savior taught us, so we pray together with Joshua. Our Father
in heaven, hallowed
be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done
on earth as in heaven.
Forgive us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins
as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Now and forever.
Amen.
May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.